Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. This morning we consider the Word of God in the 12th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews, verses 18 and 22 to 24 as follows. For you have not come to the mountain that may be touched and that burned with fire, and to blackness and darkness and tempest, but you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, for whose sake every believer is already a citizen of the heavenly Zion. Dear friends in Christ, in Seattle, where I used to live, people say that you can tell what direction you're facing by the mountains. The Cascades are in the east and the Olympics are in the west. Well, that's all good, except if you can't tell the mountains from each other. I could never tell Mount Baker in the Cascade Range from Mount Olympus in the other range, so it didn't help me much. At least those mountains look somewhat similar. But can you imagine someone confusing two completely opposite mountains, like Mount Everest in Tibet and Mount Kilauea in Hawaii? One is a remote snow-covered peak, and the other is an actively erupting volcano. No one would ever make that mistake, would they? You'd be surprised. In a spiritual sense, there are a lot of people in our world who set out for the snow-covered peak and end up at the smoking volcano instead. They confuse God's law, by which no one can be saved, with his gospel, by which anyone can be saved. What about you? Well, if you're a believer in Christ, says the writer to the Hebrews, then you've already arrived. And that's why our theme for this morning is, you have come to Mount Zion. Hebrews 12 is kind of a tale of two mountains, Mount Sinai and Mount Zion. Mount Zion, of course, is the hill on which Jerusalem is built and where the holy temple of God was located. Mount Sinai, on the other hand, 250 miles to the southwest, is where God delivered his law to Moses and the people of Israel, when its fiery, smoky presence was more forbidding than any volcano. Of course, God's law is good and holy. It served a holy purpose. The Apostle Paul told the Galatians what one of those purposes was. The law was our custodian until Christ came, that we might be justified by faith. In other words, one purpose the law does not serve is to justify us, to bring us salvation. That's what faith is for. But you know, it's amazing how many people try to bend the law to make it serve that one purpose for which God said it's completely unsuited. They think they can make up for their sins and please God by doing good deeds. They think they can earn heaven by the works of their hands. In effect, they're wandering around Mount Sinai looking for salvation. They'll never find it. It's like coming to the slopes of an erupting volcano looking for some place to ski. You're at the wrong mountain, my friend. Do you do this? Is Mount Sinai your destination? Don't be too quick to answer that question. Let me ask you this. Do you ever consciously or unconsciously try to make up for past mistakes by doing extra good deeds? Do you ever try to earn God's favor by making promises about how good you're going to be in the future? Are you, in effect, looking for salvation on Mount Sinai? That's like skiing on a volcano. It'll never work. Remember what the real Mount Sinai was like. Remember the absolute holiness of the Almighty God and the absolute holiness that he requires of his subjects. If you break a single commandment, you've broken them all. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. No, Mount Sinai is not the place to find salvation. For that we must look elsewhere. As a Christian, you have a different destination, a unique destination that places you among the most elite and exclusive minority imaginable. You have come to Mount Zion, not to the fear and punishment of the law, but to the atonement and salvation of the gospel. Gospel, as you know, literally means beneficial announcement or good news. And the gospel of Jesus Christ is the most beneficial announcement, the best possible news that could be imagined. Because when you place your whole trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior from sin, guess what? That terrifying Mount Sinai, that's not for you anymore. That's not where you belong. That's no longer your destination. As a Christian, you have come to Mount Zion. But prof, you say, does that mean the law is no longer valid? So I guess that means we can take the catechism and just throw it out the window, right? Because the Ten Commandments no longer apply. Not at all. In fact, Jesus himself said, do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. And this is wonderful news for you as well, because not one little bit of that law will pass away, but by faith in Christ, you have kept the entire law. For he fulfilled the requirements of the law in your place, on your behalf. Through faith, his perfect obedience is now your possession. His unwavering adherence to all of God's commandments, that perfect record, that belongs to you. Perfect righteousness. Just as if you had never committed a single sin, that righteousness is yours by faith in Christ. What a wonderful, refreshing truth. Your place really is on Mount Zion. A person's destination makes a difference in life. Have you ever noticed that? People view you differently when you're obviously headed for success. And that's true even in the secular workplace. When there's a smart young person moving up quickly through the ranks of management, people seem to want to be associated with that person. Everybody says, that's someone important. He's going to do great things. By the time he's finished, he'll be CEO of the company. Well, destination makes an even bigger difference in the life of a Christian. Why not let people around you see what your destination is? Why not let your behavior, your example, the way you live and the things you say, let everything you do tell people that because of Jesus, my destination is Mount Zion, not the fear and punishment of the law, but the atonement and the salvation of the gospel. It shouldn't be hard to convince people because in many ways, this is a destination at which you have already arrived. Because in Christ, you have come to Mount Zion. Amen. We'll conclude this morning with the singing of stanzas 1 and 4 of hymn 648.